Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news story of the day. I am Avantika Ghosh, Senior Associate Editor with The Print, and today we talk about the review meeting with state chief ministers that Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired on Thursday. As the clamour for vaccines gets shriller across states and political heat rises, Prime Minister Modi advocated a back-to-basics approach in containing the surge in cases. On Thursday, India had reported over 1.26 lakh fresh COVID-positive cases. Modi urged states to take a step back and concentrate on testing rather than vaccines. He reminded them that the battle had been won once before. In fact, it had been won not only without vaccines, but at a time when there was no certainty that a vaccine would actually come. The Prime Minister also urged states to observe a vaccine festival, Tika Utsav, he called it, between April 11th and April 14th to raise awareness and also to aspire to zero vaccine wastage. April 11th is the birthday of Jyotiba Phule and April 14th is the birthday of B.R. Ambedkar. Taking a dig at people critical of night curfew, he said that the intellectual debate misses the point that the purpose is to remind people that they are living in corona times and not necessarily to break the chain of transmission. I urge states to call it corona curfew, he said. He added that the strategy that had helped the country bring down active cases from 10 lakh to 1.5 lakh is still good, and the way forward is test, track and treat alongside vaccinations. All eyes in the meeting were naturally on Maharashtra CM Uddhav Thackeray, whose state has been at the bitter end of some very caustic criticism from central ministers in the last 24 hours on its handling of COVID. However, unlike his West Bengal counterpart Mamata Banerjee, Thackeray chose not to skip the meeting. In fact, he admitted that his state has shown a massive spurt, but said that that is because of variant strains that are circulating in the Vidarbha region and not necessarily due to misgovernance as the perception has been. He urged the PM to call an all-party meeting and instruct everybody that this is a collective fight and political parties should not make it a political issue. He added that when his government imposed restrictions to contain the surge, it had faced massive backlash from political parties. We are in need of oxygen supply, and I request you to make sure that if we need it at a later stage, that requirement should be met from other states. He added that the current requirement of remdesivir is 50 to 60,000 doses per day, but if the disease continues to surge, that could increase to 90,000 to 1 lakh per day. He requested for a ban on remdesivir exports and was backed up by the chief ministers of Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. He suggested that only COVID hospitals should be given the drug. Punjab CM Amrinder Singh reiterated during the meeting his state's demand for opening up vaccinations for all adults, especially in high burden areas. He also talked about the mutant variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which seems to be in circulation in some parts of Punjab. Modi conceded that after 1 year of fighting the pandemic, a little bit of systemic fatigue is only expected. But if the country were to continue with the same rigor for the next 2 to 3 weeks, victory could be imminent. He asked states to focus on micro-containment zones. A day after Health Minister Dr. Harshvardhan issued an uncharacteristically caustic statement naming and shaming states for their inability to pull up their vaccination socks, Modi played the statesman when he said that he did not want to do politics on this, but would simply want to work together to control the pandemic. That is all we have time for this podcast today. We will keep a close watch on the vaccine front and on the COVID front and keep you updated with all the details. Do remember to log on to the Print podcast, where we bring you detailed news and unbiased analysis every day. This is Avantika Ghosh signing off for now. Do not forget to share, like and subscribe to the Print.